want to grow up on a toys rocket. They got a million toys and toys are us that I can play with.
That's kind of quiet.
It's so very quiet.
I was singing it earlier today.
That was you singing?
Yes,
Wendy? That's
and
beautiful.
I didn't have my microphone up on the way.
It's Bill Effen. It's Wendy Snyder. Ryan Burrow has joined us in the newsroom to talk about some very important news.
Yeah, toys.
Oh, hang on.
There we go. There it is.
See, I have trouble with my microphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, Toys R Us is back, actually. Good news, I suppose.
Why didn't you tell me this sooner? You have 24-hour permission, Ryan, to call me any time of the day or night whenever the story breaks. How did this happen? Why did this happen?
Well, here's the deal. You can go on ToysRUs.com right now. You could start yesterday, actually. And if you go to that website, the full-on Toys R Us logo is splashed on the front. They've got Jeffrey's picks. They've got trending toys. They do have toy offers on there. Some of the hottest things, I think the last thing I saw, Nerf guns were up there. I'm not sure what all the other toys are that are big and hot and popular right now. But
Kindy Kinds. Treasure X, Aliens, God, I don't even know. Pop Hair Surprise.
Do they have Pop Hair Surprise?
They do.
Is this strictly an online venture, or will we be able to go into the stores like the old days?
Couple things going on right now. So this online format is, while operating under ToysRUs.com, is mm-hmm. actually being, they call it, powered by Target. .com. So the purchase you make, and if you're on the website right now, Wendy, if you click on one of those, it'll bring you to target.com. Any purchase you make will be made through target.com. You can go pick it up at target locations or have it shipped to your home via Target. So basically, this is now just a front for the brand to get you to Target. Now, that being said, I can tell you that Toys R Us, well, actually True Kids, which operates the Toys R Us brand, is opening up two storefront locations, brick and mortar, one in New Jersey and one in Texas.
Oh, mm-hmm. You're going to have to drive pretty far.
I don't care. I'll go.
They're gonna roll this out this fall, just in time for the holiday season.
The one in New Jersey will sell toys and hair care products.
There you go.
A lot of styling gel.
And they want no stereotypes there.
Nope.
What's one in Texas going to have? Tell me, quick.
Cowboy hats.
There we go.
Cacti.
Maybe some boots. Sure.
You know, all right, Bill, I'm sure you have a lot of brick and mortar Toys R Us store stories.
Yes.
There's one out in Glenview or somewhere out there, and every time we would go to my in-laws and the boys were in the car while Jimmy Mack was driving, he'd go, "I bought my first action figure at that Toys R Us," and we're all like, great.
Is it the one on Gulf Road?
Yeah, I think that is the one.
Yep.
But, I mean, you have memories of these, too, don't you?
There was nothing better than just walking through a Toys R Us store for an hour. I just loved it as a kid, as an adult.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I used to buy Nintendo games at the one in Schaumburg, right there on, I guess that was also Gulf Road. And you'd go and you'd tear off the little piece of paper and you'd have to present
the ticket,
it to a worker.
Yeah.
Because they'd have to be the ones to open, to slide, to use the key to slide it open to give you, you know, Paperboy or Castlevania or whatever it is I was buying.
All right, here's a trivia question for you, Ryan. Wendy, I know you already know the answer.
Darn it.
Before it was called Toys R Us, it was called?
I don't know.
You don't remember either, Wendy?
I remember the logo in my head.
The logo was a very thin man wearing a jacket and hat that had red and white stripes. Very thin.
Kind of like those air guys that flop around. That's kind of what he looked. Bargain Town.
Yeah, it was Bargain Town.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Bargain Town, Bargain Town, Bargain Town. That's what they would say in the commercials to make you nervous. All right, we get it.
It
Bargain
stress
Town.
Stress you out. I got to get a toy.
I know.
I'll tell you what, being inside of that store stressed me out sometimes. Being in that parking lot stressed
me out. Was that a hard sell for you to walk through a Toys R Us? Because I know people like that. It's too many toys.
Around Christmas time, forget about it.
The issue was always, look, now in this generation, in this world, and this is one of the things that we talked about with Sears as well, you go to the store, you look at the product. It was great that you could play with the product.
Yes.
Kids could pick it up and touch it.
Yes.
And then mom and dad would say, oh, we can find that cheaper online.
Right?
It's almost that location where you go just to see the product.
Well,
and then you go somewhere
else. Best Buy had the same kind of stigma where people would go to see the particulars of a certain product, and they'd go, oh yeah, we'll get one of those, and then order it.
Best Buy was smart, though, because they brought in the Geek Squad, and now everyone who's over the age of 55, every time there's something wrong with their computer, brings it to Geek Squad, and now you've got them in the door.
And Best Buy jumped on that, too, because they have a price match guarantee, which, if Toys R Us did that, you would have purchased the item there.
Right. Oh, I did anyway, but for your more better educated consumer, they would look at it there and then go home and buy it
online.
Well,
you just didn't want to wait for it.
No, I wanted to play right then and there.
And that's what happens. That's why, had they done that, I really think that would have made a difference, because they were higher priced than other places.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of things. I've talked to retail experts. I've talked to Dave Plyer about this before, too. And part of what makes a retail outlet unique is that you have exclusive products.
Yes.
Right? Something that no one else has. We've got this. No one else has this version. And I think Toys R Us never quite established that supply chain that separated them from, let's face it, Walmart now, Target now, all of these other places that have that. Now, what this presents, and it's kind of interesting with partnering with Target.com, is maybe the future of Toys R Us is living in Target or maybe other retail locations. We don't need the brick and mortar anymore, but now you buy your toys from Toys R Us inside of Target, much like you see CVS is the pharmacy that operates out of Target locations. That might be an avenue, and keep in mind, this is still the early stages here of the direction they go in.
But here's what's interesting about that. For a while, Toys R Us was doing that. They were fostering FAO Schwarz. When FAO Schwarz was a big toy store chain and they went under, Toys R Us said, well, we can help liquidate them a little bit. And they set up aisles in most Toys R Us stores called the FAO Schwarz aisle that was selling mostly stuffed animals and plush toys and stuff, but other things.
Stuff made of metal and
how does that
razor
host
blades.
Company make money? Like, if Target's giving an area to Toys R Us,
because you're selling the rights to the name and the brand,
but it's not going
to
make a difference if I'm at Target and I want, like, right now the top trending toy is Sesame Street Love to Hug Elmo plush.
Yes,
I don't care. If I get it.
Well, and we don't know what the deal is worked out here. They're not making that public. So if you were to go to ToysRUs.com, make this purchase right now, obviously everything you'd be paying Target, what is the Toys R Us brand True Kids getting in return for that? Or are they not getting anything? Are they just is it just promoting the brand right now? We don't know.
That's interesting.
Toys R Us continued to open, or not open, but run their regular stores in Canada, even though all the United States stores closed. They were still doing okay in Canada, and I can't figure out why. What would be different in Canada than the United States? Do you know the answer
More
to
hockey
that?
Toys.
Cheaper hockey sticks, yeah.
Sorry, Ryan.
Exactly.
I was always curious about that. And then also, Toys R Us had announced that they were going to open up a handful of stores that they were going to call Toys R Us Experience or something like that. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't. But I know that they want to go back, and this is something that Sears was talking about doing too, right? Let's start over from the ground up and let's try to build out, you know, as opposed to trying to, you know, make these stores that are out there survive. Let's just cut to the chase. Let's start back from the bottom and kind of grow this thing grassroots.
The heartbreaking Sears story is when Sears and Oak Brook spent all this money to renovate what they had going on, and then they filed for bankruptcy. Yeah. Like, it was like 6 months later or something.
I know. Ryan, the other aspect is every year in New York, they do a thing called Toy Fair in February. So what happens is that all the toy companies bring their products to the Javits Center, and toy buyers can decide what they're going to buy for the whole year. You do that in February. And it used to be that if you sold your toy to Toys R Us, your year was complete because you knew that they were going to be carried by the world's largest toy store. But now all those toy manufacturers are saying everything's up for grabs because we sell a little bit to Target, a little bit to Walmart, a little bit to CVS. But we really don't know if a toy is a hit or a miss until the season's over.
Yeah, this will be a real interesting test to see if this brand can survive and if there's still value from some of those big toy makers. Yeah. I assume what you're talking about, I mean, are these like the Hasbros? And
Mattel, Kenner, everything.
They'll do that. I mean, I'm very interested to see how True Kids moves forward because obviously the business model they had before bankruptcy, it was they bit off way too much, because they got into the Babies R Us. And, once again, those products weren't exclusive either. You could get get those at any Target store or any Walmart store. So we'll see how this works out. I think a lot of people, I think there's something of value with that brand because it does reach so many generations that are still involved in that process.
Right.
Where they're buying for their kids, they're at least familiar with that brand. And if they can just keep that to hang on and find kind of their niches in this industry, you know, maybe it'll be a successful brand again. Maybe it'll revamp. I don't know.
Can you call me every day with an update?
Yes.
Thank you.
Also, someone said, I worked at Toys R Us for 10 years. We did have a price match guarantee.
Did they?
I try it anywhere I'm at. Yeah, because... Yeah.
What have you got to lose?
Yeah, there was some like 200 and some dollar calculator the kids needed for high school math. I couldn't believe it was that expensive. It was a T175 with turbo. I don't even know. And it was like 200 and some dollars. I found it at a Walmart online only, and I physically had it in my hand at Best Buy and said, listen, Walmart is having it for this amount of money. And they said, okay.
Oh. Oh, wow.
So, I mean, if they want the sale.
I think another takeaway from this story here and the day we're talking about it is, oh, we're close to the holiday season.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
I mean, this is the time. This is when it all begins. I always remember, you know, you watch the Charlie Brown Great Pumpkin, and then the next commercial is usually going to be a toy commercial, kind of getting you ready for the next phase here.
Very true. Ryan, thanks for reporting on this. We appreciate it. Yep. That's Ryan Burrow.